Hey everyone, so this episode is going to be pretty quick. I was reading a chapter in the book Mastery by Robert Greene, and he was talking about how the relationship between mentors and the mentees. And I never really thought about it this way, but Robert Greene paints it in a really great perspective about how the whole idea of the mentorship and the mentee relationship is that the mentee is eventually supposed to surpass the mentor. And that, for some reason, that never really clicked for me, because I always thought that someone, regardless of the position that they are in, regardless of the experience level that they have, they're always going to be striving for more. They're always going to be looking for more things and more knowledge. So for me, it kind of seemed like the mentor is always supposed to be continuously moving ahead, but the mentee is also moving ahead, just not at the same level as the mentor. But I guess it is kind of true that eventually it gets to the point where anybody, regardless of the position or experience level that they are in, there comes a point in time where they just will stop, whether that's because they retire, or maybe they just want to switch career paths, switch fields, or they just of old age. So whatever it is, the mentee is supposed to continuously acquire more information than the mentor had, because a mentor, more than anything, is sets the platform, sets the stage, sets the launching pad, so that the mentee can just skyrocket. And of course, the mentee, from what I see, they can be receiving information from anywhere, not just from the mentor alone, because although the mentor kind of streamlines the path to knowledge and experience, they can quickly provide insight into different situations and help the mentee avoid certain mistakes that the mentor already went through. But the mentee can find information from the mentor themselves. They can find, well, nowadays they can find information online, or they can find information from other resources and even from other people. Someone can have multiple mentors, and that's perfectly fine. And that's great. And I think that that's something that everyone should be doing, regardless of the position or regardless of the field that you want to go down, the path that you want to go down. Having multiple mentors is great, because everyone's going to be having different experiences. Everyone's going to have made different mistakes. And so being able to rely on the experience and the experience from other people and not your own, that's always a gold mine, because then it helps you avoid the mistakes, making those same mistakes that they already made. And it just makes you climb the ladder, or the ladder success, if you want to put it that way, a lot faster. So who is the person that Robert Greene mentions? I believe it's some person that was like creating newspapers. I think he's like a publisher. And how he, this is actually something that I really want to talk about. Basically, the whole idea of the mentor and the mentee, because sometimes you think that someone is your mentor, but in reality, you want to start thinking about it almost like a game of chess. The mentor is, depending on who they are, of course, the quality of the person, their characteristics and their personality, they oftentimes want to take advantage of your ambition. Because when you approach someone, you want to tell them that, hey, I want to learn a lot from you. The mentor is also going to be looking at it from a perspective of, how can I exploit the situation? How can I take full advantage of this person's ambition to learn and have them do remedial tasks to further their own development? And in some situations, you as a mentee, you have to put yourself in that situation, because you have to appease to the mentor, to the person that has the most experience. You have to appease to their desires, their wants. And of course, they're ultimately going to be looking for their best interest. And you kind of have to do the same. Although initially, you're going to have to put yourself in a position where you're going to have to appease to those desires. You're going to have to appease to being in a position of a subordinate. You have to play the chess game, just like this publisher, that the person that he originally joined the company with, the owner of that company, the mentee, I forgot what his name is, but basically he joined the company because he wanted to learn the trade. He wanted to build up his own business eventually, and he just wanted to learn. But of course, the owner of the company just made him do remedial tasks that really had nothing to do with the overall business of the publishing company. And it just got to the point where he got fed up and he left, and he went to go find someone else, another teacher. It eventually got to the point where he became so experienced that people started reaching out to him for help, building up the publishing company, different government agencies, I believe politicians were reaching out to him to get his help on how to leverage the power of the newspapers and publishers. And it ultimately got to the point where his previous boss from way back then reached out to him and said, hey, I see that you're doing all these different things. I want you to come back and help me out with the company, not as working for me, but as a partner, and teach all these people what you know. Teach like the employees, the subordinates, what you know. And the guy, he's like, okay, well, I need to think of it like a chessboard. Clearly, his old boss wants him to come back just so that he can teach 5 employees how to do the things that he knows. And then that way, he can, the boss, the old boss, can just fire him. And now he has 5 employees that know exactly what to do from the person that's experienced. So think of it this way. You have to put yourself in a position like, yes, you want to find a mentor. Yes, you want to get more experience. Yes, you want to move further on in life. But ultimately, it comes down to the point where once you get to the point where you become extremely experienced and extremely knowledgeable, people are going to try to exploit that. And you have to take a step back, analyze the situation, and see exactly what the people's intentions are. And finally, realize exactly what is best for you. Do you want to continue pursuing that path with that person, or are you going to eventually have to break the relationship and move on to some other path? And it really made me think, because me as an individual, I often try to appease to a lot of people. And I'm sure if you're listening to this, regardless of the position that you are in, there has been some time in your life where you try to appease to as many people as possible in order to gain ground, to move forward. And eventually you'll realize that that's not the way. You always have to care about your own self-interest and do the things that you got to do in order to move forward, whether that is sometimes appeasing to people and potentially mentors. Then also, sometimes it requires burning bridges. Sometimes it requires moving on to a different path and breaking the relationship. And those moves are difficult, but sometimes necessary. So Mastery by Robert Greene, it sometimes it packs a punch, and it really makes you realize that things are happening for a reason, but sometimes you have to be the person that makes things happen for your own reasons, not for someone else's. So thanks so much for listening. I know I kind of scrambled a little bit in the beginning there, but hopefully I set it up pretty well for you to get some good value out of this episode. So maybe I gave you something to think about. Let me know. Follow me on Twitter, Instagram. I'll eventually get back to the point of posting, but just reach out to me. I'm more than happy to help. ANIBALMIJ. That's my tag for Twitter and Instagram. Talk to you later, guys.